Just see how beautiful, what the Quran Sharif, the ajaib, the fascinating things of the Quran Sharif, the gharaib, the things which are so exclusive only for the Quran Sharif. We all read very commonly Surah Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Perhaps we did not think of it, but now think of it or go into the Quran and look. The whole surah has got 10 words. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. 10 words the surah has got. It's got 3 ayats and each ayat has got 10 alphabets. The whole surah has got 10 words. Each ayat has got 10 alphabets. And then these 10 alphabets, which the whole surah has got 10 alphabets, and each ayat ends with Ra. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. And Ra is the 10th alphabet in the Arabic alphabet. How everything Allah structured it. When Surah Kawthar was put on the door of the Kaaba and challenged everyone that brings something like that, he said, we have no answer to this. So the Quran Sharif, what a deen Allah has given us, what a Quran, the fascination of the Quran just absorbs a person. A person gets absorbed with every aspect, with all, how Allah Ta'ala has explained at the time when there was no word like gynecology, there was no word like biology, there were no scanning machines and no all saunas or anything like that. Perfectly. In fact, science learns, medical science learns from the Quran how the whole child is formed in the mother's womb. And whose work is that? It was nobody. Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have that knowledge. It's all the Creator who has explained so perfectly. So this Quran Sharif, our yaqeen on our deen, on every, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And American scientist, when he went to work in Egypt, and there this Muslim scientist was discussing that it comes in the hadith, that when utensil is licked by a dog, then you must wash it 7 times with water, and the first or the 8th time, then with sand you must scour it. So he was wondering why. So he just could not understand. So he took a utensil that was licked by a dog, washed it 7 times, and he put it under the microscope, to see, and he found that it has still got bacteria on it, that the bacteria didn't go. But in spite of washing it 7 times, then he scoured it with sand and he found that the bacteria is gone. So he said, how could a man in the 7th century know about the bacteria of the dog? And that sand is the solution to it. And it will remove that bacteria from it. The sand and water are the most strongest disinfectants. And both of them, make wudu regularly with water. You haven't got water, use sand. The connection between sand and wudu, sand and water, what a great thing. Our deen is a perfect deen. And great, who they call themselves scientists, they are falling at the feet of the Quran Sharif, at the feet of the teachings of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. One teaching. May Allah bless us with that conviction. And we go into Ramadan, that everything what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Quran Sharif, inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. That this laylatul qadr has got 9 alphabets. And it's repeated 3 times in the surah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr. 9 times 3 is 27. The general acceptance of all the ulama, laylatul qadr, comes every year in the on the 27th of Ramadan. It might be the other nights too, but the general consensus that it comes on the 27th. So this Quran Sharif, what a kitab Allah has given us. So let us take the barakat of this.